morning and tank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news. And a brand new Monday month edition of Not Necessarily the News. Likewise, we too are accurate about 35% of the time.
Yeah. A+.
I know.
Go us.
Well, hey, Hank, Facebook Live. How are you? Let's do this.
Let's start right out.
Hey, what happened?
Well, it is February 2nd. Started yesterday, by the way, everybody. And a rare little quirk on the calendar has gone kind of viral, saying that this is the perfect month due to, if you look on a calendar and your traditional Sunday starts the week, Saturday ends it, 7-day layout, it is perfectly symmetrical.
Oh.
Now, of course, 28 days, non-leap year. Started on a Sunday, ends on a Saturday at the end of the month. So you got 4 full weeks, and it's just satisfying right
so
there.
So all the OCD people out there are just like, oh.
Yes. Yeah. It's right here. Yeah, it last happened in 2015, and it won't occur again until 2037. So we're not seeing our shadow. We're just exactly seeing things exactly how they're supposed to be.
So the Grammys went down in Los Angeles last night where, I recognized about 2 people on the red carpet. And there was a lot on show. Cher got a lifetime achievement during the ceremony. And that award then was handing out the honor for record of the year, which was supposed to go to your favorite singers, Kendrick Lamar and SZA. But she actually gave it to the late Luther Vandross.
Well, you know.
Which
he was not
I'm
there
sure
to accept, but they accepted in his honor.
Oh, okay. I think she got a little confused because the song is called Luther.
Ah.
And as we do, Luther is now trending on the socials.
Well,
so
congratulations, though, nonetheless.
Reba was there. Chris Stapleton nabbing the best country solo performance. Zat Top for best traditional country album. And then Jelly Roll really bringing it home.
There was a time in my life, y'all, that I was broken. That's why I wrote this album. I didn't think I had a chance, y'all. There was days that I thought the darkest things. I was a horrible human. There was a moment in my life that all I had was a Bible this big and a radio the same size and a 6x8-foot cell. And I believed that those two things could change my life. I believed that music had the power to change my life and God had the power to change my life. And I want to tell y'all right now, Jesus is for everybody. Jesus is not owned by one political party. Jesus is not owned by no music label. Jesus is Jesus, and anybody can have a relationship with him. I love you, Lord.
Dang, Jelly.
I know. So that's for everyone, but especially for you, Mom. Good morning, Mrs. Buckner.
That is that is some, as they used to say back in Andy Griffith, that's some good preaching there.
That's amen.
Preacher. That's some good preacher.
Jelly Roll.
Dallas isn't going to do that.
Wow.
No way.
Also at the Grammys last night, Reba got up there and she sang the Memoriam song. And then we all cried. Man, that's always the In Memoriam part. Toughest part, but also one of the most watched parts of any award show. And then Reba also revealed on the red carpet, standing alongside her hubby-to-be, Rex Lynn, they are postponing their wedding. Yes.
Tater.
For not to worry about any particular reason. They're waiting on a 3rd season pickup for Happy's Place.
Oh, priorities.
And Rex was saying this too. In fact, they even said, what we're doing right now is enjoying our engagement time, but work comes first right now. So they're going to put it off for a little bit, saying, don't worry, though, once we do it, it'll be fun and everybody will have a good time for her little tater tot.
So everyone's invited.
More than likely. No. I don't know, maybe.
It was a big night in Weatherford last Friday. Shocking news that sometimes professional cowboys tend to drink too much alcohol, KB. Adam Banuelos was popped for public intoxication by Parker County's finest. Now, he's the one who's been hot and heavy with Bella Hadid, the international supermodel. Now, rumors have been swirling that things have gotten rocky, but do not believe the rubbish. They were spotted doing some dancing and other coupley type things before the police got involved. In related news, Weatherford is now your playground to the stars.
There you go.
TMZ has photos from the Cutting Horse Capital of the World, which, by the way, Bella got that award for Rookie of the Year in 2024.
There you go. Ground zero for everything out there, Parker County. You know it. We don't know much, though, and this was a gut punch, I think, to everybody. The passing of Catherine O'Hara on Friday. Of course, the mom in Home Alone, but so much more than that. Beetlejuice, SCTV, et cetera, et cetera. But Catherine O'Hara, all that's being reported was that passing away at the age of 71, was rushed to an L.A. hospital in, quote, serious condition, had reports of breathing problems, and there was no reports on the cause of death other than, quote, a brief illness. But she did, and it's being reported, have this condition called dextrocardia, and that is a rare birth defect in which the organs pretty much in your body are on the wrong side. Like, everything was reversed for her. Yeah, it's very rare, but is not usually known to be anything fatal or anything like that. So, no word, but a lot of tributes, obviously, Eugene Levy and the like, all pouring out their tributes. Really, really one of those shining stars. Moira, certainly from that show.
Oh, my
that
gosh.
We can't,
I know.
She's
I
just
love
legendary.
Her so much.
Absolutely legendary. Catherine O'Hara, gone. At any age, it would have been too soon, but at the age of 71.
So KB's beautiful bride, Elle, got to celebrate her birthday on Friday. Valentine's Indeed. Just around the corner. So guess what, KB? We've been hard at work getting you some presents for the little lady. So many ideas. And we're going to start with real estate, because can you ever really go wrong? Uh-uh. And the first option, Hulk Hogan's joint in Clearwater, Florida. 5,400 square feet, five bedrooms, and is one of the city's most coveted homes. Now, that hits the market today. Only $11 million. But fear not, got some more budget-friendly options. That would be the home where Dr. Seuss was raised, also up for grabs. Four bedrooms, four baths, beautiful La Jolla, California. That was where he wrote The Cat in the Hat and The Lorax for $10 million. So I hope you've been saving.
Boy, which would be stranger to live in? Dr. Seuss's house?
I don't know.
Or Hulk Hogan?
I would have to say Hulk's, because that's where he passed on to greener pastures.
Yeah, but Hulkamania still runs wild.
Brother.
Heck
that's
yeah,
right.
It does.
Running at the box office. Came in third, which was pretty sizable for a documentary. $7 million over the weekend. That would be the documentary Melania. Came in third at about the box office. Of course, a recount is being issued.
MAGA!
And then also Apple, who was behind that in part. Apple TV's upcoming Siegfried and Roy series, they announced. It's called Wild Things. They said that they will be using CGI tigers only.
What?
Because of obvious... Well, I don't want to spoil the ending.
Wake up with KB and Shirley. Hank FM.